This Wednesday, April 22nd, is Earth Day. Now, while some make it a focus of either a political or even philosophical debate, the fact remains that we as a people more quickly dispose of more stuff than we need to and waste more than we should. Great thing is that there are some very easy steps everyone could take to make a big difference in all this. Here to clue us in on some of these steps is the host of TLC's Sunday Brunch and Yahoo's Easy Does It, Erica Ventrini. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning, Chris.
And Erica's website is, the obvious, ericavetrini.com. And, you know, as far as Earth Day, you know, I thought back to how we are a disposable nation, certainly with electronic items. You know, case in point, a laptop computer finally crashes, people toss it, and, you know, all the toxic stuff that's in it, where I looked at it, and, you know, I spent another $400 or $500 to get a new one. And when mine eventually died, I just learned how to swap a hard drive, kept all the other parts, and for $75 had a brand new computer twice the size and twice the speed my initial one does. So there are some real easy things product wise people can do to avoid dumping more stuff on the earth.
Chris, that's absolutely right. And you know what? I've partnered with some great companies to show you some really smart ways to do exactly what you did, which is not choose eco-friendly products or make small choices and not actually sacrifice on quality. This will speak directly to you. You know, there's like over 1 billion batteries that are piling up in landfills. And while those chemicals are no longer harmful, while they no longer contain harmful chemicals, Energizer said, no, there's got to be a way. We've got to be able to reuse this stuff. So what they did find a way, they created the Energizer's EcoAdvance, which is the world's first AA alkaline battery to use 4% recycled batteries. It never had been done before.
Wow.
It also happens to be their longest lasting battery. So by choosing EcoAdvance, you're making sure you're reducing the virgin raw materials for manufacturing, and number two, you're choosing a longer lasting batteries, which means less waste. So that's a really smart choice. Back to the landfill issue again, Chris. 135 million cell phones are discarded every year, and only 11% are recycled. Okay. So Sprint's like, we got to incentivize our customers. They have the Sprint buyback program, which is genius. It basically says, you know, it gives their customers up to a $350 credit when they return their eligible phone. They can do this up to 5 times in 1 year. And this Sprint's leasing program is a no-brainer. You return your old phone, you upgrade to their latest and greatest phone, and you ensure that that phone is being recycled responsibly. 90% of their recycled phones see another life. So, you know, a phone comes to them cracked, they remanufacture it, and then it ends up looking like new with a new Sprint customer for a greater value. So that's a great option. Chris, do you look for products when you're purchasing them to see that they are, do you look to companies who are creating eco-friendly products?
I do indeed, because it's a company that is looking to the future instead of just resting on their laurels.
Right. And it's so cool what they're doing now, because they can create quality products too, without sacrificing anything. Casio, my husband just picked up the Casio Slim Projector. Most projectors use mercury bulbs, not
yes.
Casio Slim Projector. It has the Casio fifth generation hybrid LED and laser light source that is 100% lamp free. It also happens to be the thinnest and lightest projector in the industry, and it has 20,000 hour lifespan. Plus, it's super lightweight and easily portable. So, I mean, here's a perfect example. It's an eco-friendly product, but it's top of its game. It's great quality. Another thing that's a big in my house, reducing waste. I mean, we've got to stop. We've just got to stop. So I love what the Naked Grape has done. They partnered with TerraCycle to create a 3-liter boxed wine where every part of the packaging, from the bag to the box, sees a second life, whether it's recycled or upcycled. What's great, too, is that you're not sacrificing quality. It's the same wine you get in a bottle. Even better, though, sometimes I just want a glass of wine and I don't want to have to open a whole bottle. When you open this boxed wine, it guarantees 30 days of freshness, which is great. Plus, it's great for when you're going to a gathering where glass can't go, like a picnic or something like that. And it comes in all of your favorite varietals. So there's Pinot Grigio, Merlot, with Chardonnay, and all of your favorite varietals.
Oh, I'm so there with that for two reasons. A, it's green friendly, and well, B, it's wine, and I'm Italian.
Wine.
So. Talking with Erica Ventrini about Earth Day coming up this Wednesday, April 22nd. You can learn more about the world of Erica at ericavetrini.com. and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. I want to lay a little info on all of you, too, because they're all through not just New Jersey, all across the country. If you're listening on the stream, you can find Earth Day events not just on Wednesday, but if you work and you can't get to the weekday ones, there are some places doing weekend ones, too. For example, in Sussex County, the County Municipal Utilities Authority will have their 10th Annual Earth Day Energy Day celebration from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at their facility with a whole host of events. They have a lot of school children being encouraged to take part in some of the events, too, to learn more and realize more about their role in environmentally friendly activities. And the Interfaith Food Pantry in Orange is going to be giving away tomatoes, allowing guests to spend time with expert doctor at the Interfaith to talk about proper nutrition and overall health. So you get a little green, low health in that event, too. It's really Earth Day, Erica, becomes a, if you want to put some creativity to it, you can really make it a wide-ranging idea of education and fun stuff.
Absolutely. For young and for old. My kids are ready. We're getting started talking about it, watching videos, reading books. They're so excited about Earth Day.
I want to add to what Sprint is doing with the phones, because obviously it's eligible phones, but if that phone, for example, may not be eligible for what Sprint's offering, another idea for a cell phone that you don't need anymore, domestic abuse shelters need the phones to give to the abuse victims to add a level of safety to their life, because they're facing some pretty nasty stuff with the idiots that they got involved with. And having a cell phone, which unfortunately a lot of women who are abused because of their income restrictions can't afford, and they have a method to dial 911 if something bad is about to happen to them.
Look at that. That's a great option. Hadn't thought about that, Chris.
And, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, the old, I was thinking back to the George Carlin routine, a place for your stuff. And when you have too much stuff, you need a bigger place. Well, unfortunately, that bigger place for a lot of that stuff are the dumping grounds and the refuge piles. Not everyone recycles. I mean, just to teach your kids about recycling, which could be, becomes a family event, some fun stuff to do sometimes.
I highly suggest paying a visit to your local landfill, taking your kids with you. My kids were blown away. They're like, this is where it ends up?
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible. It's really impactful to see that.
And the see, too, about the mountains that wind up with those dumps sometimes. Or another good idea, this is the community-supported garden at Genesis Farms. That's over in Blairstown in Warren County. Their Earth Day celebration is one of those that's going to be happening this Saturday instead of the actual Earth Day. This will be April 25th. They call it something old, something new, a swap vest. If you have something you don't want anymore, instead of dumping it, see if someone else wants it in exchange for something they have.
Yeah, we used to do that where I used to live with toys, kids' toys and old clothing. There was a huge one that all the moms took part in. It was wonderful.
I've noticed something too, Erica. Maybe you've seen this in where you live too. Instead of throwing things out, people are putting stuff in front of their house with a big free sign on it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it depends on what the laws are, but there's always a place for people to, I mean, even just some websites where you can exchange and list things. There's so many opportunities out there for recycling, upcycling, and obviously for reducing. I think it's just my suggestion on my website is to create a plan. Really make this your time with your whole family to get involved and make a plan and be conscious.
And plus, the more people you have involved in the process, the more free-thinking ideas that someone else will come up with that you might not have thought about.
Absolutely.
So, again, you want to learn more about just really how easy it is, the small steps that you can take to make a difference, because if a bunch of people take these small steps, the difference becomes a very big difference for the environment. And, you know, think about your kids. Do you want to leave them a mess that you have to clean up? I mean, you did that when they were young and everything, but, you know, fair is fair. Give the kids a break, because you know, it's their future that you're trying to build for them, not just financially and philosophically, but with their environmental surroundings as well. And to get some great ideas, ericaventrini.com is Erica's website. And look around you, because on between Wednesday, April 22nd, as well as that upcoming weekend, there'll be a whole host of events that will help you gain a greater awareness of what you can do to make a difference, not just for one day of Earth Day, but really all year round, and it's not really drastic life changes either. Erica Ventrini, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thank you, Chris, so much.